This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha today resumes special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking to the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it affects the country's global image. Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of the DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law and secularism and equality. Lavu Shri Krishna Deva Rayalu of the TDP said that along with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, there were 389 members who have been inducted to frame the Constitution of India. BJP MP Tejasvi Surya hit out the DMK and the Congress, alleging that the island called Kachathivu was given away to Sri Lanka by them in 1974 without following any due process envisioned in the Constitution. He said a very important island belonging to India was given away for political reasons by the Congress. Participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of weakening the Constitution. He raised questions on the issues of unemployment, Agniveer scheme, crony capitalism and alleged atrocities against farmers and women. Mr. Gandhi reiterated that when his party voted to power, they will conduct caste census and abolish the 50% ceiling on reservation. Discussion is underway. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution, 129 Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize on the evolution of implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. In Arunachal Pradesh, 3 students lost their lives and 2 others were seriously injured after an overhead tank collapsed at a school in Naharlagun. The Naharlagun superintendent of police, Mihin Gambo, has informed that the tragic incident occurred this morning. Meanwhile, the police have apprehended 6 persons, including the school building owner, the principal and 4 wardens. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, has embarked on a 4-day official visit to Indonesia. The visit will commence tomorrow and last until the 18th of this month. During the visit, he will engage in bilateral discussions with top-level Indonesian government and defense officials. In South Korea, Parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over a short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. According to media reports during this time, President Yoon, who is under criminal investigation for alleged treason and has been banned from leaving the country, will be placed on leave until the court delivers its verdict. In cricket, host Australia were 28 for no loss in the first innings against India on day 1 of the 3rd test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Gabba in Brisbane when stumps were drawn due to rain. The opening day of the test saw only 13.2 overs bowled as rain took the centre stage at the Gabba. And that is the end of this news bulletin.